This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. President Donald Trump plans to spend about $8 billion on border barriers, far more than Congress has given him for that purpose. He made the announcement Friday morning after the House and Senate passed the border security bill late Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He is expected to say he'll spend roughly $8 billion on the barriers through a combination of money approved by Congress and billions more expected to come from funds intended for military construction and counter-drug efforts. Democrats are accusing him of an end run around Congress. The plan's drawing threats of lawsuits from states and others who might lose federal dollars and who say the president's abusing his authority.
That's Sagar Magani reporting. Now, despite widespread opposition in Congress, including by some Republicans, Mr. Trump is under pressure to act unilaterally to soothe his conservative base and avoid looking like he's lost his wall battle. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said Thursday the government has suddenly stopped force-feeding a group of men on a hunger strike inside an El Paso, Texas immigration detention center. The dramatic reversal comes as public pressure was mounting on ICE to halt the practice, which involves feeding detainees through nasal tubes against their will. Last week, the United Nations Human Rights Office said the force-feeding of Indian hunger strikers at the facility could violate the UN Convention Against Torture. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up a five-nation tour of Europe in Iceland on Friday after the Trump administration launched a scathing attack on the European Union over its approach to Iran. Pompeo held talks with officials on Arctic policy, threats posed by Russia, and other NATO security issues. The brief visit came after a short stop earlier Friday in Brussels, where he met with the EU's top diplomat. The meeting with Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini came just a day after Vice President Mike Pence accused Britain, France, Germany, and the EU as a whole trying to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. This is VOA News. The U.S. and China have extended their ongoing trade talks, announcing Friday negotiators will meet next week in Washington as a March 1st deadline approaches. China's state media report said the talks over the past 2 days made some progress on difficult and important issues. The discussions were aimed at reaching a deal ahead of the deadline for an escalation in tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow told reporters Thursday he's cautiously optimistic.
They're hard at it. They're doing well, and they're going through all the issues. And the vibe is good, you know, Kudlow vibes, good, positive, very positive.
Kudlow says President Trump might let the deadline slide for a little while if the talks go well. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed a strong response to a deadly attack on security personnel in Indian Kashmir, as New Delhi said there was incontrovertible evidence that Pakistan had a direct hand in it and called for its completion. Isolation. After meeting his security advisors Friday, Modi promised that those behind the attack will pay a very heavy price. The Pakistan-based Islamist group Jaish-e-Mohammed has taken responsibility for the suicide car bombing that targeted a paramilitary convoy Thursday and killed at least 40 soldiers. It's the worst attack in that region in decades. India accuses Pakistan of providing sanctuary to them and demanded Islamabad stop supporting terror groups operating from its territory. Islamabad has rejected any link to the attack. The top Pentagon official says he foresees growing the international coalition that's been combating the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. Acting U.S. Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan spoke Friday after a meeting in Munich.
I, for one, envision an even bigger and stronger coalition going forward, one that has evolved to meet the global threat posed by ISIS's offshoots and its murderous ideology.
Shanahan said that in Syria, IS has lost most of its leadership and resources, though he didn't say it's lost 100% of its territory. While harshly criticizing President Trump's confrontational stance toward his socialist government, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he holds out hope of meeting the president soon to resolve a crisis triggered by America's recognition of his opponent Juan Guaido as the rightful leader. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's not moved by the interest.
The fact that he has publicly said he wants to talk with the United States is not new, but I think it demonstrates his increasing understanding that the Venezuelan people are rejecting him and his model of governance.
Venezuela's foreign minister announced Thursday he's forming a coalition of diplomats who believe the U.S. and others are violating the U.N. Charter against non-interference in member states. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.